This is the Hard Soul and Hustle podcast, episode number 46. And in this episode, we're talking a little bit about Facebook ads. Are they still working in 2017? What you need to know, and how I would scale from $0 to $5,000 a month if I was just getting started now, if I had a limited budget and I wanted to create more capital in my business with ads. So without further ado, let's go. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What's up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And this week, we're going to talk a little bit about Facebook ads in 2017. It's still early 2017, so I'm riding that wave of let's talk about trends in 2017. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the last episode where I talked a little bit about what I'm doing with my marketing in 2017 and some of the strategies I'm using to scale up, you definitely want to check out episode number 45. We'll put a link in the show notes. But in this episode, I kind of want to shift the focus and zoom in a little bit on one of the things that I talked about, which was Facebook ads in 2017 and kind of where the trend is going and where I see the trends going. But more specifically, you guys know I don't like to just throw out podcast episodes where I talk theory or ideas or even just like stuff. I like to be really tactical. And so I want to talk about the marketing trends of 2017, but I want to do it through the lens of let's talk about how to scale up your Facebook ad spend to about $5,000 a month. Now, when we're having like a really great month, we spend right around $5,000 a month. We get up closer to like 10 or 20 when we're doing crazy big launches, but we don't spend as much as I wish we were spending on Facebook, and that's totally going to change this year. So I feel really good about giving you a peek at how to go from $0 to $5,000 a month in Facebook ads and kind of every step along the way, because when I was getting started, I wish somebody would have stepped back and said, Zach, like, you're not spending enough now. Here's how to get there. So regardless of what level you're at in your business, you should get something super valuable out of this episode. Now, before we dive into that, if you are just getting started with Facebook ads and you need a little extra sun, you want to head over to heartsoulhustle.com/FB course. Again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/FB course. And I've got a free 5-day mini course waiting for you there on how to set up and run your first high converting Facebook ad. It's got videos, a workbook. It's literally step by step from writing the copy, creating the images, setting up the audiences, and actually running the ad, all totally free for 5 days. So make sure you check that out. Now, with that being said, let's dive into today's episode on running Facebook ads in 2017. So I want to start by talking a little bit about, are Facebook ads going to work? There's been kind of this uncertainty lately around Facebook ads from what I've seen, where costs are a little bit higher than they used to be, and things cost a little bit more than they used to cost. And, you know, people are just saying like, oh my gosh, it's getting expensive to be advertising on Facebook. Well, number one, let's talk about a couple of things there. First things first, your Facebook ad cost is a little bit higher than it used to be, say, 2 years ago. And it's because more people are running ads, right? So if you think about it, there's the same kind of number of people on Facebook and there's more people running ads. Now, I know that they've both been increasing, don't worry, but we're seeing more people running ads than ever before. And so that means there's a higher demand for the space, but a lower supply of eyes for those advertisements. And so it does cause the cost to go up a little bit. Now, even with that being said, even with the cost going up slightly, it's really not a big deal, and they're still massively profitable. So I wanted to talk about this because I think people tend to get hung up on cost of Facebook ads, but the way that I like to teach Facebook ads and talk about Facebook ads is I don't like to focus on the cost, I like to focus on the profitability, right? Because I'm actually looking at a Facebook ad that we're running right now. We're generating leads at about $2.50, which for some people might be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to spend $2.50 a lead. But let's say that you scrape together $100. That's going to get you 25 leads and you sell one of those people into a $200 product. You've just doubled your money, Okay. So we tend to get caught up. Just know that you can scale at every level of Facebook ads, whether you're spending $100 a day, $1,000 a day, you know, you can actually get results. But what you want to focus on when we talk results is not how much you're spending per lead, but how much you're earning per lead and how much money you're making on those leads. And I talk about this in a lot of the launching episodes of the podcast. We really want to focus in on that, okay? So now I want to take you through a journey of how you could start to spend more money or get started spending money on Facebook ads. I want to take you from $0 to $5,000 a month, because that's what we've done. I feel confident sharing that with you. And I've broken it up into kind of four levels. So level one is $0 to $500 a month. Level two is $500 to $1,500 a month. Level three is $1,500 to $5,000 a month. And then, of course, we get to that 5K plus a month where you're really starting to spend, you know, a decent chunk of change on Facebook ads. So at the $0 to $500 level, you can realistically expect to generate between 150 to 250 leads a month. So I'm basing this kind of on my past numbers in my niche. It might be a little more, it might be a little less, but for the sake of this, we're just going to average it out at about $2.50 a lead, because that's what I tend to see with my students. That's what we tend to see in our business. And it's just going to give you a really good like foundational number. But I wanted to lead with that I'm saying we're estimating an average cost of $2.50 a lead. It might be a little more, it might be a little less, but when you're getting started, you should be somewhere around that number. So at $0 to $500 a month, what you really want to be focusing on is generating leads with a sole purpose of generating more capital. Now, a lot of people get really tripped up in the introductory level of building their list, and they just build the list for the sake of building the list. But realize that your list is not in and of itself a paid asset. What you do with that list is what creates it as a paid asset. So you want to be asking yourself, okay, what can I do right now to generate revenue with these leads? So this could be putting people into a 5-day challenge. This could be putting people into a workshop where you're going to pitch, you know, a $97 offer at the end. This could be just generating leads onto your list, getting it to 100 people, and then running them through a series of emails that sells one of your products. But the really core thing you want to focus on as you're going from, you know, $0 to $500 a month is generating capital back with that money. I cannot stress that enough, because where people tend to get tripped up is maybe you spend $500 a month on ads. And I see this all the time. You spend the money, you get all the people, but then what? Right? It's like getting eyes on your content or your opt-ins, but not actually getting paid. And when you're not getting paid, it's really hard to justify spending even more money on ads. So I like to focus at this very introductory level, $0 to $500 a month. You should generate between 150 to 250 leads. And that should help you do your first launch, where hopefully you'll do at least, you know, $500 to $1,000 in profit, which would show you that you can double your money on ads and kind of open up the doors to the next level. So if you go to heartsoulhustle.com and click on the blog section and you actually search, you can search challenges, you can search launching. You can definitely check out episode number 20. We'll link that up in the show notes as well, where I kind of walk you through this process of how I might do this first launch, which I talk about that episode all the time because I love that episode. But that's where I want you to focus when you're trying to get your ad spend from $0 to $500. It should be purely on lead generation, purely to get people signed up for something that generates capital for your business, okay? Now at the next level, as we push our ad spend up from $500 to $1,500 a month, the dynamic starts to change a little bit. And this is where I really started to have more fun with my ads, if you will. So at $500 to $1,500 a month, you could now be generating like 250 to 500, 600 leads a month. Again, it's gonna vary, but as you start to spend more a month, your lead cost does tend to go up a little bit. Don't panic, it's normal, but you can kind of expect 250 to 600 leads a month. It's a big range, but so is 500 to 1500. What I would do at this level, and what I did do at this level, is I would still focus on building up that list. So this is a really great time to find your core freebie or your core offer and be continually driving traffic to it, right? So right now, I'm consistently driving traffic to my Facebook ads funnel. We have a free Facebook ads workbook. It goes to a funnel. That funnel converts people into our paid Facebook ads course. And we are consistently running that so that at any given time, I can look back over the last, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 30 days and say, okay, we've generated, 600 leads over the last 30 days for that opt-in. So this is where I would introduce a core piece at maybe $5 to $10 a day that's driving to one of your core opt-ins. So definitely check out the episode where I talk about how to kind of test your ads a little bit. We'll link that up. I believe it's episode 37, but don't quote me on that. So who knows why I said it. But we'll link up that episode. But the key thing is when you're running those ads from the $0 to $500 level, you should find a couple of ads that convert really well, a couple of targets, a couple of images. You're just going to carry those over in that $500 to $1,500 a month and maybe spend $10 to $15 a day running to those, right? So you're kind of replacing that $500 a month that you were running for capital into consistently building up a new client base. Then I would take my next $500 to $1,000 and I would push it into a primary promotion. So this is slightly different than what I did with Heart, Soul, and Hustle, but knowing what I know now, this is how I would do it. So a lot of us, when we're getting started, we tend to do a lot of like one-off promotions, like a challenge here and a workshop there and a webinar there. And as you start to scale your company or your business, you'll start to see that it's more beneficial to just do like a one-off promotion or a once a month promotion rather than every other week be selling something. So I would take my next 500 to 1,000 and I would pump it into two things. Number one, generating leads for my next launch. So whatever I sold at the introductory level, whether that was a webinar, a challenge, a workshop, I would build a product based off that validation, right? Because if I ran $500 in ads, people bought something from me, that validates that idea. What I would do is flesh that idea out, make a more premium level offer, maybe $197 or get it up to $297. And I would then spend $500 to $1,000 a month pushing leads into that pre-launch promotion. So I would create a freebie kind of around this new content that I want to sell. I would push that content for pre-launch out to my audience and new audiences, right? So I would be driving traffic to maybe a new freebie around this just to build up a list of people who will be interested in my product, okay? And then the third thing I would do at this level is I would start running some kind of social proof and social engagement ads. This is something that I didn't do until later in Heart, Soul, and Hustle that I wish I would have done earlier. And I would just, if you have a really great blog post or a really awesome post on your page, I would boost it, for a little bit of cash. I would take those ads that are working and just kind of amplify them with a little bit of extra money. Okay. So just to recap what I would be doing at this level and how I would make this happen, from $0 to $500 a month, I kind of do my first launches or launch, generate some capital, and once I feel good spending maybe closer to $1,000 a month, I up-level. And I now start running regular list-building ads. I also start running ads to build up a pre-launch, and then I set aside a small piece of my budget for social proof. And that brings us to this third level, which is kind of the $1,500 to $5,000 a month level. And this level is where Facebook ads get fun. Now, I'm going to recommend that if you've made it to this level, that you potentially look into a Facebook ads manager if you don't want to completely learn Facebook ads for yourself. As you start to get closer to this $1,500 to $5,000 a month, realize that you're now spending like, $100 a day. You're getting into that $100 a day range. And as you do that, it starts to get a little more complex with scaling. You can't just like change your ad spend to $100 a day and have it work just like that. So this would be a time where you might want to start shopping around for people to help you manage your ads. You don't necessarily need a full-time ads manager. I don't necessarily think you need somebody on retainer, but perhaps you have an assistant go through a Facebook ads course and learn how to scale. You hire a consultant for a one-off training on how to scale. As you start to spend more money, it does get more intricate. And even the big names, even in the Facebook ads space, we work with Facebook advertisers because it does make life easier. Okay. So just that little aside. And for the record, that's as you get closer to like $5,000 a month. If you're going $1,500 a month right now, I don't think you have to stress yet. So at $1,500 to $5,000 a month, what I would be doing is launching and scaling. So when you're in that pre-launch phase, the last one we talked about where you're kind of generating leads and building this interest list and always building your list, I would do a launch to those people of some kind. And then that's going to generate some capital. Hopefully like $5,000 to $10,000 in capital is where you want to be. I would then take, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 of that, and I would put it back into the business the same way. So I would be running list building, I'd be building my pre-launch list, but then I would plan out a much more in-depth launch, okay? So at this level, what I'm doing is, and there's two different things you could do here. You could do a launch. So you could simply do everything you were doing before, and now let's say you're launching in March, you're gonna put a goal of spending $5,000 in a week. At this level, you can really just do huge influxes of leads. You can be getting, you know, anywhere from like 1,000 to 1,200 leads right into your business to do a launch to. So imagine, you know, with some of our promotions, we have like a 3% conversion. If you're putting in 1,200 people and you're getting a 3% conversion on that, you're selling 36 products. And if those products are priced anywhere like $297 or higher, that's a $10,000 promotion. So again, you're doubling down on your money, and that's if you have a lower ticket product. Now, the other thing that you could do, if you're like, Zach, I don't want to keep launching, I'm not a big fan of launching over and over and over again, that's totally fine. The other thing you can do is start building out some email funnels. And this is where it gets a little complicated. So I shouldn't say complicated. This is where it starts to get more in depth, and you may need some support or extra training to really get this down. But at this point, you've now kind of proven to yourself, okay, I can create a product, I can release it to the world, I can influx my leads. But if you want to keep spending money, you have to have a really clear plan on how you're turning a lead into a sale. So at the three levels we've talked about so far, 0 to 500, I talked about doing that for an instant capital return. At 500 to 1500, I talked about doing it for a planned launch capital return. At 1500 to 5000, I told you I would just be launching or putting them into a funnel where I have a planned capital return. So the key with our ads here is that at every level from 0 to 5,000 a month, the absolute key is that we're focusing on not just putting money in to build our list, but putting money in to build our bottom line, because that is what really builds our business. So you could set up a couple of email funnels and just scale up your daily spend. And that's where we spend a lot of our money right now when we're outside of launches. We're simply building up our daily leads into our funnels. And the goal with this is to essentially get to a point where for every dollar you're putting in, you're getting $2 to $3 out. So what that would look like, we want to take my Facebook ads program as a perfect example. We sell that for $297. And so what that means is for every $100 we put into ads, we want to get $300 out. So if we kind of crunch the numbers on this a little bit, we know that if we sell 10 of those, that would be $3,000. And if we want a 1 to 3 return, we would need to spend less than $1,000 generating those 10 leads. Now, if we convert at say 3%, we know that we need about 140 leads in order to get those 10 sales. So if 340 people sign up and we convert at 3%, we should get 10 sales. If I take that 340 and I divide it from 1,000, I take 1,000 divided by 340, I know that if I'm spending $2.94 or less on my ads, I'm getting a 3-to-1 return or more. And with the $2.50 we're averaging right now for 2017, I'm pretty happy with that. Now, we're still testing out our new funnel. We expect it's gonna be between a 2% and 3% return, but you can see that when I look at my numbers that way, I'm not looking at how many leads I'm generating, I'm actually focusing on how much revenue I'm generating. So at the $1,500 to $5,000 ad spend level, we shift our focus a little bit to how do I generate more leads for my promotions, to how am I reverse engineering my revenue generators so that when I bring new leads in, I'm constantly bringing in money, okay? So just to recap everything so far, you guys know I love to step back and walk through everything and build up as we go. From the $0 to $500 a month level, you're just generating leads to kind of test out, validate some ideas, and get some instant return. Then at the $500 to $1,500 a month, you're starting to create some regular list building ads, as well as maybe gearing up for a launch promotion with a budget that works for you. At $1,500 to $5,000 a month, you can go big on a bigger launch and or start to institute some funnels while retaining everything that you've done up to this point. And that brings us to the $5,000 a month mark. And this is where it gets really fun, because you just get to kind of put it all together for what works great for you. So at $5,000 a month, here's how my ad spend would break out. And it's going to kind of vary depending on how you would personally do it. So I won't give you like percentages or anything, but I'll tell you where we would focus. So we do focus on generating leads into our funnel. So at $5,000 a month, you definitely want to have some sort of funnel in place that you're consistently generating leads to. You may also want to start running stuff to pre-launch opt-ins. So we have an opt-in for our challenge program that starting this month, we'll start running ads to consistently to build up a list of people that are the perfect audience for that. So not only are we generating leads to our funnel, but we're then carrying over some of that profit to build up leads for our next launch, sort of like we were doing before. We're no longer running like regular list building ads at this point. And the reason we're not doing that is because our funnel is actively building our list. So we're not actively promoting just an opt-in unless it's tied to a direct return, right? Unless we know where that direct return is going to come from. Then we also start running some social ads. So we may start to pay attention to what does our audience want? What does our audience love? And we're going to start running ads to them with our own content. So now that you kind of have a little bit of surplus of capital and you know how the money's coming back to you, it's never going to hurt you to take some of that money and run it to people who are already engaged with your page. So if I write a really great blog post, I may run that as an advertisement to people who like my page, people who have visited my website, people who are on my list. So I start making sure that my content is now actively being promoted because at this $5,000 a month level, you're kind of starting to get to influencer status where you're attracting a tribe and you've got a vibe about you and people like you. So this is the point where I would kind of start to really build out that brand and that business by running some of those. And then I might also run some traffic ads for retargeting. Now, this is something that I've talked about before and that we really love to play around with. But perfect example, I wrote this really awesome like 4,000 word blog post that's converting really, really well to signups to my email list. When people land on that page, there's a good chance that they're going to sign up for the content upgrade. Like, we know that. We've got the stats that kind of back that up. So I may want to run some ads to get more views on that page. And that would be a good thing to do. So at the $5,000 level, there's a slight dynamic change where now we're running ads to build our list in a way that builds our revenue. We're running ads from that profitability to build up a list of people for our next launch. We're taking our existing content and we're using ads to push that content in front of our audience so that we're always top of mind. And then we may also start driving new people in with traffic. This is where we started to play with traffic a little bit more. Now, to kind of bring it all together, you can always cross over and there's always little tweaks and strategies that you might want to use at every level. Like one thing we didn't talk about a ton is retargeting, right? Retargeting ads where somebody clicks on your sales page, you follow them around with an offer. I might be using those at every level, especially if I'm launching, right? So there's nuances and things from each level that you can cross-reference, but this is how I would do it if I was like, okay, I have very limited budget to start and I want to, in the next year, get up to $5,000 a month. I think that it's totally reasonable to go from zero to $5,000 a month in a year's time because realize it's actually a slow increase over time. And if you kind of follow this basic plan that I've outlined, my big goal here is that every time you're increasing your ad spend, it's as a direct result of increasing your revenue and the growth of your business. So if you're struggling to increase your ads, it's always beneficial to step back and say, how can I increase my revenue? Or how can I increase the people who sign up to my list buying a product so that I know when I put more money into building my list, I'm always building my bottom line, okay? Again, ads are not designed to build your list. They're designed to build your revenue. And if you're stopping before you get to that step, you're missing something really key, all right? So in 2017, I think that most of Facebook ads are still going to work. We talked a little bit about the trends, how, yes, they've gotten a little more expensive, but when we reevaluate and we have a purpose for them, we can focus on profitability, not conversions or lead costs. And ultimately, that creates a better advertising experience for us. We then went into how I would scale from zero to 5,000 a month. We talked about how I might start building your list, instant ways to infuse capital. I gave you some resources. And then we ended with this little note, which is have fun and experiment. You can use stuff from the $5,000 a month level if you're just starting out. You can do stuff that you did when you were just starting out, even if you're at the $5,000 a month level. There's always exceptions and nuances, but this is a really basic plan that you can kind of you know, take notes on, go for it, and then add in your own finesse and flair. My hope for you is that you listen to this episode, you feel inspired, and you are ready to take your Facebook ad spend to the next level. All right. So I will be back next week with an awesome interview about digital courses. You are not going to want to miss this one. I guarantee it. But for now, get out there, keep hustling, and get those ads a running. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.